Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Did you watch any of the college basketball today, Bogey?
That's all I did today,
there
actually.
Was some
it was great.
Little Indiana was coming back against Ohio State for a while there. Now Michigan State plays Ohio State at 12:30 tomorrow.
Yep, you had Florida State force OT late three as they were able to take it in overtime. Kind of a nifty little bounce on a jumper on the baseline as they get a win over Virginia Tech. It was a good day.
As the Hatchet Fella pointed out, these conference tournament weeks are underrated as far as the entertainment value.
They are, and that's the thing. They don't mean much in the grand
scheme
of things.
Except to some teams, they mean a ton.
They can potentially.
Like Indiana's probably out now. They're not going to get in.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And Ohio State's probably in.
Joe Lunardi.
I know. They still have six
quadrant one wins or whatever the heck that means.
I got your quads right here.
Yeah, Indiana. That was a terrible game for a long period of time.
Yes, it was.
Nebraska upsetting Maryland.
Yeah.
That was another one earlier today. How about Coach Miles? Takes a tumble last night, but they haven't tumbled yet in the Big Ten tournament.
Okay, what time? Because I know you guys are all giddy. I can't wait. Are you and Mike and the gang going to have a Zion watch party tonight?
No.
Look at him. He's,
that's like,
he's so great. I've never seen anything like it. Look at them.
No, because that's one of those things.
You guys all night.
No, you can't do that because, okay, do you get together with buddies to look at dirty magazines or porn? No, you don't do that. You do that by yourself. You do? You and
really?
Stoney?
Stoney, bring that 1979 Playboy in, would you please? No.
Private screening with Lisa Ann tonight, Wojo's basement. Let's do it.
I'm looking forward to seeing Zion back on the court tonight for Duke, but I'm not.
Me too.
Like many people are. I've never seen anything like it. And then you're like, I don't know. Putting your hands in weird places.
Well, look, that's why you have to watch it by yourself, okay? The phone number is 248-539-9797. Ticket text is at 97136. Now, seriously, I do want to get to Major League Baseball making a few different rule changes, as they are going to, give $1 million to whoever wins the home run derby. That doesn't really change things for me.
I don't think bigger names.
Yeah, I don't think that really matters. I don't think that's a big enough draw. These guys have enough money. The other is that relievers have to face three batters before they can make a change.
Unless the half inning ends, they don't have to come back out for the next inning.
But the way that I look at it, there isn't really anything that severely alters the game, is there?
No, they're also, as far as time of the game, an underrated thing is I believe they're cutting out 30 seconds of ad time between innings.
It was 3 minutes, and now it's, going to be 2.5 or something like that?
Yes, and I believe that'll add up to, 9 minutes? 8 minutes? 9 minutes a game? Well, if you're trying to get the games under 2 hours and 58 minutes, that helps. If that's the overriding goal, and it's certainly that's part of it with the relievers.
Yeah.
Oh, and they're going to expand the roster to 26 players, no big deal. But also, and this all starts in 2020, I believe, you're not going to have 40 guys on the roster in September.
Yep.
I believe with call-ups, you get to go to 28 only.
So basically,
that's good, actually, I think.
So basically, Major League Baseball did absolutely nothing, at least in my mind.
Nothing huge.
If you want to change how baseball is perceived and you want it to be a sport that is growing as opposed to a sport that we sit here and debate about and go, I don't know, baseball's a really old sport. You know what needs to happen? You need all these baseball players to go out there and stop being smarmy little bitches and throw their bat when they hit a home run. Talk smack to one another. You know, slide in hard to second. They need collisions at home base. We need confrontation in the United States. Sports fans here in America, we love when things get a little bit testy. Well, listen, that's what needs to happen.
I enjoy that as well. I do. I hate how analytics have taken over baseball with all the shifts and everything else. And that's why guys didn't get signed. Adam Jones and guys like that. J.D. Martinez took him a while and didn't get the big because of the analytics. It's why the Tigers can't trade Nick Castellanos because of his defensive analytics.
Another guy they should have traded.
Yeah, there you go. I wasn't opposed to that one ever. However, isn't all of this – help me out here and help me out here in listener land. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. Listen, we've done the show before. How would you fix baseball?
Yeah.
I believe we did the show a year. How would you fix football with all that? Football's going to go away with all the concussions and all that damn kneeling going on. How are you going to fix basketball? College basketball's dead because they're all jumping in. I feel like we've gone through every single sport. I'm asking you this. Is this overblown? Is a baseball really in trouble? Was the NFL really ever in trouble? It's going to be gone in 10 years because everyone's got concussions. Was the NHL ever really in trouble? It made adjustments. It's got its economics in order and opened up the game a little bit.
Yep.
But was it ever really in trouble? I feel like me, you, and everybody ring the alarm bell, and it's always lately beaten the bell over baseball's head. I feel like we've beaten that to death. Now, I know TV ratings, but attendance has gone down. But not a there have been dips in other sports as well. The NBA TV ratings right now, way down.
Yeah.
Way down.
Well, it's because LeBron is out in L.A. and he's not really playing well.
Below NASCAR now. NASCAR outdrew them in some key weekends. Is this overblown, or do you say, nope, I'd like this. Baseball, they need to do this. Limit the number of relievers, speed up the game. I get that, but I think it's mostly overblown. I really do.
The phone number is 248-539-9797. I think this whole, save baseball and make it better thing, it has become the new, I don't know, these parents aren't allowing their kids to play football.
I
do think 20 years from now it's going to go away. And, of course, it's not going away. It's too big of a business.
Right.
There was just another league added out there. Like,
right.
Football is expanding, if nothing else, with the AAF. You got the XFL next year. I can't wait, to sit down and watch this. I do think that it's overblown. The only thing that I'll kind of relent on is soccer is going to have an opportunity to step into the forefront here. I know there are a lot of people.
Again with this.
I know there are a lot of people that are hesitant to embrace it. Even I am hesitant. Like, I tried the other night. I forget what night it was, but there was nothing else on, and I just popped on the new LAFC against the Portland Timbers or whatever the hell their name is.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I watched it for like 5 minutes, and I was like, good. I'm slowly trying to give it a shot because as, America, the demographic continues to change.
Thank you, Atchin.
I do think that more and more people are going to just go towards soccer, and it'll be bigger.
I don't
know that it'll overtake necessarily one of the four major sports here in America, but that has a chance.
You just explained why it won't happen. For the same reason that baseball gets criticized is because of the slow nature, and people want confrontation, scoring, action, physical contact. Even in the NBA, physical contact. Certainly in hockey, the big hits. Very little physical contact in baseball, and only fake physical contact in soccer.
Well, baseball.
Okay? So that, to me, that ain't happening. For the same reason that baseball goes through these dips, because it's not a action pad. Believe me, I think it's a beautiful game. I still love going to baseball games. But if you happen upon a day where nothing's really happening, you might sit there for 2.5 hours and not see anything remarkable at all.
Look at what golf has done. And I think baseball could actually take a page out of golf. Hear me out. I know you're already trying
to make the case for soccer.
Poo-poo this discussion, but, the party hole at the Waste Management Open.
They get
thousands and thousands of people, and there's beer. And, they've totally embraced this younger generation of people that want to drink, and they want to bet, and they want to engage with these young golfers that are a lot of fun to watch. They've, I think, slowly gone away from being this overly smarmy, uptight, type of game to now players are allowed to wear shorts in non-competition pro-ams and in practice rounds and things like that. they are bringing the game to a younger generation. I do think that it's growing. In baseball, I think the players need to stop being so effing uptight.
What do you mean by that, though? Because they have, there has been a little bit more exuberance in the occasional bat flip. I think people have.
We need more of it,
though. Bryce Harper's because, of the world.
But people look down on that. You get these players going back and forth. That's not how it's supposed to be done. That's not traditional. That's
I think
not baseball.
That's getting phased
Shut
out
up.
Over time.
I don't care what you say, Justin Verlander.
I think that old school mentality is slowly getting
phased
out.
There's got to be personality in the game.
People must love personality because Bryce Harper got, whatever, $350 million, and his numbers are not even comparable to what somebody who should get $350 million are.
But he's a red ass.
Exactly.
He's a hard ass.
Personality.
And that's what you need, I think, in Major League Baseball. Look, the phone number is 248-539-9797. If you have thoughts on, you know, the new rules, I don't think the new rules really change a damn thing at all. I think if you're actually going to make changes, make some real changes, Major League Baseball.
I think the three-batter minimum thing for relievers is, that could have an impact.
Sure, but it doesn't. But does that change? Does that make you want to keep tuning in to the TV? Yeah. Does that make you want to drive to the ballpark?
Yeah.
Because, oh, man, I could see Joe Jimenez. Well, maybe Caputo would want to do that. Yeah. I could see Joe Jimenez face three guys tonight. That would be fantastic. Maybe that's something that would draw people. I don't think this was enough.
It's minor, but it's interesting.
And do you think all this discussion about the four major sports, that, oh, my gosh, they could be taking a dip, they could be changing, they could be going away, is it all overblown? 248-539-9797-971.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.